We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hi, Castle on the way. Once again, we'll sit and spin. Now today we test your knowledge with the 10 most recognizable TV theme songs of all times. First time for a few emails, though, from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
And our question, who or what fell on who or what? Guys, while building a new hospital, my partner and I were tasked with resecuring the scaffolding on the roof. High winds were pulling the scaffold from the building. While I was cutting the metal studs, my partner yells to check out the plastic whipping around from the wind. I looked up as the plastic wraps around his body and pulls him over the roof edge.
Oh!
I ran over to see him lying on the top, pressed against the cross brace. I pull on the plastic and cut it away, then pull him back up onto the roof. After catching our breath, he says, I think I S'd myself. Yeah, I did. It was a 9-story drop if the brace did not stop him. I might have S'd myself too, but only a little. That from Corey. Patolos, just a couple weeks ago, my amazing wife fell off of the top of a 12-foot orchard ladder picking apples at our house. I was at work about a 20-minute drive away when she called me at home when she was injured. I made that drive in 9 minutes. She tore her ACL and MCL, goes into surgery on Friday, hoping for a speedy recovery. Those are some expensive effing apples. That from the Spear Chucker. As we move on to the birthdays, Ola Macholas, it's our admin Rachel's 40th birthday today. She loves the song Barbie Girl. So can I get the Dirty Germans talking about everything Barbie and Ken can do? That from the Minecraft team.
Yeah, they can't do much. They both get naked. And Ken goes, where's your vagina? Where are your nipples? And Barbie says, where's your penis? And they say, we don't know. Let's just stand here and look at each other.
Sounds like sister. I was still here. I assume she's here with lots of some making out. Yeah, it appears that Ken can do much. But, you know, I heard Barbie does have a big toy chest.
Yeah, that's what Ken calls it.
Yeah.
She's got a Corvette.
See, I saw a Barbie the other day. Looked like she was in an Escalade. Barbie's in an SUV.
Oh.
She still has no vagina, no nipples.
Yeah, I don't know if it was an official Barbie one, but she was rocking that SUV.
Guys, my husband loves your show, listens every day, even with our one-year-old daughter in the room, which might be questionable parenting.
No.
Otherwise, he's a great dad and hard worker. I'm so proud of him and want to wish him a happy 43rd birthday. Can you play the gross turtle sound for him and the Dirty Germans talking about how lame it is that he doesn't get laid nearly enough now that he's a dad? Thanks, guys. That from Christine.
Yeah, of course you don't get laid as much because you're a dad now. You understand how this works. As long as your kid lives in the house, you can't have to tell them, no, I'm just wrestling your mommy. That is what I'm doing to mommy.
Yeah, the problem is the small ones. They don't pay attention. They're rude. They walk into the room. They never knock. Say something, right?
Yep.
They're just going to barge in. You tell them to knock. I guess I shouldn't call them rude. They're small children. They don't know any better.
No, it is rude.
Yeah, in Germany we call them rude. Sassy, you know why? So you know why those two kids were in the wilderness, the Hansels, the Gretel? Because they were rude little children.
Yeah, let's say get out of the house so I can have sex with your mommy.
Yeah, next thing you know, so finding witches. Hear that, children?
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
BT.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Bob. A couple extra emails here. What do we got here? Almost dying. Guys, I'm around Ted's age. I grew up in farm country, so we almost died a lot. I remember when I was a kid going into the mountains to get firewood for the winter. We would take the truck with a single bench seat. That's where the three adults sat. Us kids would sit on the wood pile in the back of the truck as we drove back home on the highway. Looking back, that was really dumb.
Oh, yeah.
But we didn't know any better. That from Nicholas in Tacoma. Well, you didn't know any better, but the three adults in the front seat of the truck should have known better.
Yeah, but you still didn't know better, man. You know,
I rode the back of pickup trucks before.
Like, if you were good, they'd let you sit in the bed of the pickup.
One of my parents would borrow, like, their friend's pickup truck, and then we would drive around the neighborhood with blankets and look at Christmas lights.
Well, that's nice. The good old days.
Yeah.
Subject is IKEA. IKEA made the announcement probably, what was it, a week and a half ago, two weeks ago, that we have been pronouncing their name incorrectly the entire time, even though the commercials clearly say IKEA.
Yeah.
So that could be part of it. That the people who were advertising knew the right name, too, because we were just following that lead, correct?
Yeah, they keep calling it IKEA, so we did, too. Yeah.
Well, then we go on the air and said, Mike, how was it pronounced again? Do you remember? They changed it.
I believe it was IKEA.
IKEA. This one comes in and says, by the way, it's pronounced IKEA in Scandinavia and Europe. Y'all just butchered it again. I still slip and say it the Swedish way sometimes, along with a host of other brand names, to the chagrin of my friends. That from Trista. I had one of those friends, Trista, a long time ago. He would say, because I was always the gyro guy.
Oh, right, yeah.
My buddy Scott's like, dude, it's a euro. I'm like, fancy, mister, it's a euro. It's a euro. I'm like, it's a gyro, dude. Look at it. He's like, it's actually pronounced euro. I'm like, no, it's not. It's a gyro. He's like, I'm not being that guy. It's a euro.
I don't know for years.
He's right. You did it to us.
Oh, I know. I did the same thing back. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we call them gyros. You're like, it's a euro.
You got to pass. Yeah. You got to pass on the knowledge. You know what I mean? I really didn't believe him at the time.
Well, the problem is, even if you ordered a gyro, no one corrected you at the place.
Yes.
And said, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yeah, it's a gyro. Every time I ask for it, they know what I'm talking about.
And this sounds pathetic, but I don't think I had one until I was like 18.
I was probably 23 years old, first time I ever had one. So I was like, yeah, man, I love these gyros, man. I need them all. He's like, it's a gyro. I'm like, it's a gyro. You're like, you know, you're saying it with the accent, like mozzarella or some crap, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Subject is Dennis. Guys, listening to the podcast on the Odyssey app from Friday, you brought up not liking the dentist, specifically Thrill Sun. Well, I had a major dental phobia as a kid, to the point that I would cry, scream, and even fight to get away. Unfortunately, I have genetically horrible teeth, so I was in there all the time, which was extremely traumatic. Not to mention the dentist who actually assaulted me, but that's a different story. Well, that went off the rails.
Yeah.
What I couldn't explain then, but have realized as an adult, is that it wasn't about general fear or even pain, but the physical sensation of having anything at all done to my teeth is unbearable. It's like hearing nails on a chalkboard, but constant and inside my head. What finally made it tolerable was finding a dentist who was willing to use nitrous oxide for sedation.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys are familiar with its recreational use, but as a kid, I was not looking to get high. It just helped me get through the appointments. Anti-anxiety medication would not have been effective for me. The nitrous specifically made it easier to ignore the feeling of what they were doing. For anyone with kids who have a really difficult time with a dentist, I suggest trying to find one who offers that to see if it helps. People on the autism spectrum in particular can be very sensitive to certain sensations. Thanks, guys. I hope my experience can help save even one kid from going through what I did.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, there he is. It is a basement studio bartend dungeon, ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Castle.
Gentlemen, always nice to hear your voices without having to see your faces.
Agreed.
What is the current home project?
The current home project, we are taking out the paver patio that Thrill and I put in about...
You're kidding me.
Yeah, I'm a little salty about
that. 9 years ago, dude.
Oh, that was a lot of backbreaking
work. It was the hottest day of the summer, that particular summer. I mean, it was hot as balls. laid all this crap down. We're finding bones and weird serial killer crap in your backyard.
A lot of bones.
And then you have to...
A lot of bones,
you have to put down sand, and then you have to level it all. So you have to shovel all that out. You have to dig all that out. And then you have to...
Really,
you
have to brush the sand. Digging was the hard part. It was all tree roots. And this thing was, you know, rather large. I think it was like 12 by 18 feet or something. And we had to dig down quite a bit. And the yard was a little slopey, and it was full of bones and tree roots. I mean, we worked our asses off to put that thing in. But now I have drainage issues, so it's got to come out.
Now the deck, this is the deck that's going to go around the in-ground pool, right?
Correct.
Yes,
correct.
Yes. And that's where all the water will go.
Water slide, outdoor kitchen, you know, the whole thing. The
roller coaster.
Grotto.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have a grotto.
You should get a swing set.
Yeah.
Just because.
Exactly. Rope swing on. I'm getting a fully grown tree planted in the backyard at like 80 grand a pop.
Oh, nice.
It's
going to
be amazing.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what do we got here? DirecTV.
Some Hampton stuff going on out here.
DirecTV, they surveyed a bunch of their viewers to find out which TV show has the most recognizable theme song.
Yeah, and you know, I thought this might be fun because I think in the past at Live Day, we have had the Barbershop Quartet or the band at Live Day play TV show theme songs. And since we're talking about Live Day, I thought it'd be fun to pull this up and see if we could guess these TV show theme songs because they are supposed to be the most popular of all time.
So it's, all right. It's Live Day, not Live Day. We keep screwing that up, man. Mm-hmm. We'll have to get on that. Live.
Yes, right. Yes. Like, it's the opposite of the band, which, of course, was Live.
Yes. Correct. So these are the 10 most recognizable TV theme songs of all time.
Number 10.
Rugrats.
Yeah.
One for one.
I don't think I could have gotten this one.
Thank you.
I mean, this was popular when I was in my 20s, so I don't know why a couple of dudes in their 50s jumped on that so fast.
Marijuana.
Terrible song.
Hey!
But
I think this
I'm
is
sure
Mike's,
you like the show,
Mike's
but
favorite
the song
TV show
sucks.
Of all time.
Man, this called me to the TV every Saturday morning.
This would be repellent for me.
Watching Rugrats, Mike.
What?
What years are you watching Rugrats, Mike?
Shoot, this was in the 90s, so I was between 5 and 10. I loved this show.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, the song blows, man. Come on.
It is a terrible thing.
It's a children's cartoon.
It's a children's right.
What do you want?
Something better.
Man, if it ain't Slayer, it's crap.
The 10 most recognizable TV theme songs of all time.
Number 9.
Oh, Family Matters.
You got it. Ed Smith, ladies and gentlemen.
Damn.
Just have to ask it next time you answer in the form of a question.
Oh, we are not going through this again.
Which one was Family Matters? That was an Urkel, was it? Was that Urkel?
Urkel, okay. Yeah. Right. This song just reminds me of Friday night and eating pizza. Right? Because that's what we did.
10 most recognizable TV theme songs of all time.
Number 8.
Girl, what you doing?
Apparently, I don't watch enough TV.
I was gonna say, man, what's going on?
This is the Zooey Deschanel show. Was that New Girl? This is New Girl.
New Girl.
Oh. All right. Okay, well, that explains why I didn't know it.
Yeah.
I feel better.
Yeah, never heard that before in my life.
These all scored just a little above 50%, that along with Gilmore Girls. So you got Rugrats, Family Matters, New Girl, Gilmore Girls all scored just a little above 50% in this poll.
These are the 10 most recognizable TV theme songs of all time.
Number 7.
Meet the Press.
Game of Thrones.
All right.
Yeah, you can just tell. You know the words.
Game of Thrones.
Sunday news this morning.
Game of Thrones.
That's the way my wife and I sang it when we watched it. We also never called it Game of Thrones. We called it Boobies and Blood.
They don't have any. They don't have any lyrics.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones show. Lots of blood. Incestual sex.
Gonna see a booby.
He's sleeping with his sister.
Did he really sleep with his sister?
Yes.
Plowed his sister like fresh river. Snow, brother.
Is this first episode? Is this right out of the gates. He banged his sister and then he tried to kill a kid. I'm like, this sets a tone.
I was like, I'm in. That was the first episode. I'm like, I don't know what this show is. I am in.
That's
incest,
what he said.
Incest and child
and
murder.
Kids. Man, sign me up. This is going to be a hit.
These are the 10 most recognizable TV theme songs of all time.
Number 6.
Law and Order.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah. I mean, this show has been on forever. I think everyone, this is like This is like Stairway to Heaven. You need to hear one note and you know what it is.
You know how,
I don't care how old you are.
This world works, right? So I write this theme song, okay?
All right.
Every time it's played on television, I get paid, right?
Maybe. If that's a contract you sign.
Not depending on your deal, yeah.
And if it does, that guy's making bank because it's all over syndication. I mean, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So all you gotta do is really write one good TV theme song.
One good one.
Ask Bob Saget. Or not Bob Saget. Who was it?
Alan Thicke.
Alan Thicke.
Alan Thicke.
The other guy from that era.
Yeah.
These are the 10 most recognizable TV theme songs of all time.
Number five.
Oh, Fresh Prince. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah. That's a great one.
I'm glad that you qualified that with Bel-Air.
Right. Now
this is a story. This reminds me of Friday Night Eating Pizza.
It's just one of the last TV theme songs where the lyrics basically told you the plot of the show.
Yeah, as far as, because like you say, Gilligan's Island, Dukes of Hazzard, all those
Beverly Hillbillies.
Beverly Hillbillies, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're totally right. I hadn't really thought about that.
And I think everybody my age can sing this song word for word.
I wonder if he does it in concert.
Dude, that's a good call. I don't know.
People would go nuts if he does.
Right, there's a good question. Does he do a concert anymore?
All over the earth.
All right.
The earth tour.
These are the 10 most recognizable TV theme songs of all time.
Number four.
Oh, Simpsons.
All right.
We even cut out the part at the beginning where it goes, The Simpsons.
Couldn't make it that
easy. I think I have missed, in all of its 31 years, a single episode of The Simpsons. I've probably seen them all.
You're serious?
Seriously, I never missed The Simpsons. I remember getting asked to turn my T-shirt inside out when I was in elementary school because I had a Bart Simpson shirt that said, "Don't have a cow, man."
It's so edgy.
I still watch it to this day. I know.
Just to piss that teacher off.
It's a distraction. You're a distraction.
It wouldn't be if you would stop yelling at me.
These are.
Seriously.
You're calling attention to me.
Right.
10 most recognizable TV theme songs of all time.
Number three.
Friends. This is another one. I never really watched this show, but of course I know the theme song.
I hate the song so much. I didn't know it was a full song, right? I thought it was just a theme. I'm trapped in line of Bartell. And they played the whole song, and I hated it more than I ever had before.
Who is this? Is this
the Rembrandts?
Rembrandts.
They should be beaten.
The toothpaste whitener.
Yes.
Okay.
You're sitting there picking up your Tux medicated pads, already uncomfortable, and now you got to listen to the Rembrandts.
Actually, I was buying minis of Jack Daniels, but whatever.
Well, they got paid off this one. That's a fact.
Yes, certainly.
These are the 10 most recognizable TV theme songs of all time.
Number two.
Oh, Seinfeld.
You want to talk about a guy who's making a bunch of money on residuals? I wonder if the guy that plays his bass line is getting paid like Jerry Seinfeld is.
I'm sure he's getting
like
$1 billion. Just like Jerry Seinfeld. I'm sure.
Well, maybe not that much, but I hope he's getting paid.
They didn't want to use this. They hated this. So initially, NBC said, "You got to change the theme. This is terrible. We don't want to use it." Larry David's like, "This is what I want, so leave me the hell alone."
Really?
Came out with a beatbox version.
They're like, "We don't get it. Like, you're not going to get any of this. We're going to play it through the show. We're going to bumper in."
I will say this. Anytime a network exec says they don't get it, that means you're on to something good.
Fact. These are the 10 most recognizable TV theme songs of all time. We made it to number one.
Number one.
Oh, yeah.
This is Geo Party.
Thanks, Johnny.
And this is where I start feeling stupid.
Oh yeah, the stupid reminder music.
Feeling overconfident.
Thank you, Ryan Castle. We appreciate it. There you go with the 10 most recognizable TV theme songs of all times. You are listening to The Men's Room.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
99.9 KISW.
Yay!
You're in the men's room.
Coming up in just minutes, we will drink, we will toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, Apple is now selling a $19 polishing cloth for all of their devices. Or you could also just get a polishing cloth for all of your devices.
$19.
$19 for it.
Yeah, that's all right.
My guess is it's going to have the logo on it. It's going to be made of a fancy material that you can buy for...
Just use a thing that you clean your glasses with.
Yeah. Right. You mean my shirt?
Yeah, basically my phone gets cleaned with my shirt, yes.
Exactly. And studies have been done. Your phone is filthy. So don't worry about the cloth. That's not going to take all the nastiness off of there, man. Your phone is filthy. It should not be anywhere near your face, but it is. Sad news as the inventor of the boogie board has passed away.
Yes.
I am... It's always bad when somebody passes away. I'm just happy they call it a boogie board.
Why?
Because some people will go, oh, it's a body board. I'm like, it's a boogie board.
My ass, it's a boogie board, man.
Yeah. Since I was 5 to 20, every summer, I'm on a boogie board.
Yeah.
Can't surf, easily. Boogie board.
Easily.
Exactly. Is that the one that, I'm going to sound white as hell, is that the one where you run down the beach and then throw it on the water as it's
coming? No, that's a skim board.
That's a skim board.
Okay. Yeah. Boogie board is like... It's wider, you're on your stomach.
Okay.
And you're like, I mean, it's basically like surfing on your stomach.
Okay, got it.
And there's competitions and stuff people get really good at. But as a kid, like, growing up where we did, you always go to, like, Ocean City or something. And as a kid, like, you'd either body surf or you boogie board it.
Oh, right.
Yeah, rent them on the beach, grab one for the day, man, and you are good to go for 6-7 hours.
Kick ass.
Oh, yeah. Or you could take it back, and if the hotel staff wasn't looking, you could put it in the pool... And then jump on it and try to surf real quick.
Yeah. How well does that work?
And then crack your head on
it. I was going to say, I think a lot of us got hurt.
Yeah.
That was always the problem is we didn't exactly call them boogie boards, but they looked like little tiny miniature surfboards that they helped people learn how to swim. You'd hold it out.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, sure.
Problem is as a lifeguard, there was a lot of kids that wanted to jump on those doggone things from the side.
Yeah.
They don't get physics that your feet go right out from underneath you and your head goes right back from where you came from and there's a nice hard siding on there. Doggone it.
That's how you learn physics.
That's right. The hard way. J.D. Power has released their annual ranking of the best vehicle seats.
Best vehicle seats?
Best vehicle seats. And I have here a list of the top 10. I'm kidding.
Just like which cars have the best, most comfortable seat?
Yeah. Honestly, I'm more of a Chevy guy, but I have always loved the seats of the Ford King Ranch truck.
I wouldn't know. I mean,
like, leather seat.
I'm always in the back seat.
Well, you know. I don't know if it's based on comfort or on material that they use.
Probably a combination of all those.
Great
things.
Great stitching. You know, does it have?
Well, some have heaters. Some have vibrating things. Mine
doesn't keep the stinking
the heat thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I heat your ass up too much, man.
Gives you lumbar support. There's all kinds of different.
I can't do the heated seats. Makes me have to poo.
Yeah, I mean, there's something about it. Like, it feels good at first, and you're like, all right, bad things are happening inside.
They got to stop running that home office chair commercial, though, during football games. It drives me nuts now.
Home office chair?
Have you ever seen the home office chair thing? They do, like, one guy's, I'm 6 feet, I can fit this chair. Like, they custom the chair to the person.
Yeah, I saw the commercial, and the thing about
it
is
all the time.
But the chair looks super uncomfortable. Everyone looks like they're sitting like an adult on a big wheel. Like, they show the people sitting, and I'm like, their knees are up to their ears. That cannot be comfortable.
Right.
So do we have the top comfortable seat in a car?
No, I was goofing with you. People don't care about what seats are comfortable, Miles.
Well, we do now.
Mm-hmm. That's why.
I mean, I wouldn't
like,
have.
I feel like you get in a car, and you're like, this is not that comfortable.
Right.
Or is that, like, I don't know that I've gotten in a car and been like, damn! Comfortable ass seat.
Woo-hoo!
I call J.D. Power.
There's one seat that I know is on the bottom of that list, and that belongs to the Volkswagen Golf. Sides of those things flare up. And yes, I did rack myself on that thing. And that is the only reason why I put it at the bottom of the list.
Yeah,
if you're going to rack yourself, not comfortable.
Man, that sucks so much. Australia is trying to vaccinate all of their koalas against chlamydia.
Not all of them. They're doing a, they did 200.
They did 200 of them.
So basically what they did, they're doing a sample group. And
okay.
They're tagging them all and they're putting them in the wild. And then they're going to see how this vaccine works. Against their unvaccinated sample, which they've also tagged but not vaccinated. So they want to see if they do give it, will it stop the spread of chlamydia or what's the difference?
Instead, just give them condoms.
Mm-hmm.
Little koala
right.
condom.
Little koala condom.
Have all the sex you want. Stop spreading your disease.
There's a man in the UK. Why do we want to stop the chlamydia and the koalas? Like, is it killing the koalas?
It's killing them.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was just itchy. I don't
For
even know what chlamydia
us,
is.
It's but. Not. It's you're not going to die. Koalas, apparently, it's going to.
Okay.
It wipes them out.
I'm just saying. You know what? If they just got to live with an STD, like if there's just little koala herpes out there.
Yeah, just like people.
Have at it, man.
Tell right. your partner.
Get some penicillin. There's a man in the UK that was fined for driving in a bus lane, but he was actually never there.
Oh, I saw this.
A woman walked by with a shirt that said Knitter, K-N-I-T-T-E-R.
Trust me, I did a double read.
Which was close enough to his license plate to confuse the system. So he had like a 9 thrown in the middle of there, like an L or something like that. But it looked kind of like right. Knitter.
Her shirt kind of looked like his vanity plate, but because it's AI, and she walked by the camera. First of all, you would think they would send him a ticket you were driving on the sidewalk.
Right.
The other thing is, it's a camera, so you could look and say, well, unless your car is designed to look like an old lady, chances are it's just a woman walking, right. whatever. But yeah, her shirt basically read what his license plate said. This dude's like, why do I owe this money?
Exactly. And they did take it away. They didn't, yeah. you know, everybody had a laugh about it, so that was good. Papa John's has unleashed what they call Bacon Mania. And basically, they're offering right. 3 bacon-heavy items this holiday season.
I thought bacon was like, what do you call it? Like, with the supply chain issue with everything. I thought bacon was one of those.
I think it is. Was, but they're still like, you know what? Screw it. We're still going to have bacon everything.
All right. I
so
it.
I know that they have like bacon wrapped jalapeno poppers. I'm pulling it up
Ooh,
here.
All right.
I don't know if they got it. There we
they
go.
They got a couple different bacon pizzas.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
got
but
bacon.
One of them involves Canadian bacon. It's like, it's not bacon.
Right. The triple bacon pizza. It has smoky bacon crumbles, julienne cut Canadian bacon, and smoked bacon strips. The smoky bacon parmesan crusted papadilla.
Ooh.
Oh, that sounds good.
Flatbread style sandwich with
Canadian
bacon.
I feel
like I
was bacon. Just cussed out in time.
Do you guys have a Papa John's in your area?
I don't.
I don't either.
I had think we can get delivery.
You can. Yeah,
nah, I'm getting Domino's. Never mind. Can you get it, Ted?
Well, yes, but you got to go through a third party.
Right.
Like Uber Eats or something.
So it's coming from a long way away.
Yeah. 17% of adults say that they've had a rivalry with their sibling since birth.
Huh.
You mean that's why they say things like sibling rivalry?
Right.
Huh. Yeah, I was like, that's kind of a common thing.
That you're...
Oh, that explains it.
The only reason why you know and are affiliated with each other is because you were born from the same parents and maybe you mm-hmm. can't stand each other, so you just wait for the family reunion when you're forced to see each other.
Well, sometimes it's not even a rivalry. You know what I mean?
Like, right. Sometimes you can't have you a rivalry. Hate each other.
Well, I was going to say, you can't have a rivalry if one side doesn't care.
Right.
Or if the other side is just so much better like myself.
I'm about to say, if one side's just out and around better than the other... There's no rivalry there at all, man.
My money says I can get a job without going to college.
I've always gotten along with my brother and sister.
Yeah?
Like, I miss them to this day. Yeah. So that's weird to me. But I get it if you're competitive and you're, you know, everything else. But
yeah.
At the right. same point in time, there's a big enough age difference where, like, I was kind of teaching them things, babysitting them, taking care of them. It wasn't
I think
really,
that has a lot to do with the man.
Really, I think I was trying to protect my brother and sister. You
my
know
brother
I mean?
And I are 5 years apart. We literally got in one physical fight. Me taking a swing at my brother, missing him, basically palming my forehead, pushing me back, I crashed into my mom's acoustic guitar that was leaned against the wall. The guitar broke. I did not know that. I just remember we were mad at each other about whatever. I took a swing. I miss. He pushes me. And right after he put, I remember hitting the wall, and I remember seeing his face, mouth open, eyes bugged up, and I knew something bad happened, something bad in the sense that we're now both in trouble.
Right. Right.
And he points to the guitar, and we're both like, oh, my God, we're going to die.
Ted, sure enough,
my dad gets home, and we didn't say anything, all right? So we kept the guitar leaning where it was, but the neck, it cracked. So it's at an odd angle, if you will. I remember my father walked by, he backtracked, looked at it, called us both over, pointed at the guitar to say, what the F happened? We said, we got in a fight. He stopped us right there and said, I don't care if you guys beat each other to death. If you break anything of mine or your mother's, that's your ass. Mm-hmm. That's all he had to say. We were terrified for like a week.
Steve's mom was going to be a famous folk singer.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, she was going to make her million.
I crushed her dreams.
Collins,
right
you know,
there, yeah.
Right, exactly. I mean, she could be on the road right now.
But it's all me, yeah.
I know.
Well, it's you and your my brother.
Ruined the Joan Baez career.
Oh, thank God. If I thought she'd be Joan Baez, I'd have lit it on fire.
A new study found that the average person uses 5 cleaning shortcuts.
I saw this, man.
Things like lighting a candle to cover smells.
That's not really a shortcut. I mean, if you can't figure out where the hell the smell's coming from, you're placing
it. No, what they're saying is you know where the smell. So their idea is know where the smell is coming from.
That dirty-ass pile of laundry that you got building in the corner.
As a kid, when they say clean your room, and I just shoved everything
under your bed.
Exactly.
The problem was
sweeping dirt under the rug.
My mother would do the, all right, I need you guys to clean your room. You're like, got it. She's like, wait. Clean under your bed and your closet. Now there's a conundrum because I went from under my bed to the closet, then from the closet under the bed. She wanted to do both. I'm like, we actually have to clean, man. This sucks.
I do remember one time my mom came in my brand new clean room, and she's smart enough to know that I could not have possibly cleaned this fast. And so she walked over to my bookcase and then looked behind it and went, yeah, that needs to get all cleaned up too.
Right. It was really weird though, man. When I was a kid, that was real, but my room was a total disaster. But then when I got my first place, like I cared.
Yeah.
And it started to be like, it was like immaculate. Like I could get laid here.
Oh yeah, big change.
So I started like just making sure it was in much better shape than my house.
You're like Eddie Murphy from Trading Places.
Oh my God!
So like, put the cools out on the car.
You're like, I've milk crates as you know places to put my clothes.
But they were clean.
But it didn't matter. But it was all in order. Always looked nice.
Our friends over at BuzzFeed put together a list of the actors who refuse to watch themselves on screen. Before looking at this list, I already knew of one. Do you guys know of any actor that you know of that refuses to watch themselves and watch their work?
I've heard one guy mention it. I don't know if he's on the list. I believe it's Adam Driver. He said, man, I make movies. I don't need to see myself. Because he was Kylo Ren, right?
Right.
So they started the new Star Wars things. I want to say he didn't show up at the premiere.
Right.
So everyone asked if there was some big falling out. And he's like, look, I just don't watch my movies. There's someone else who said it. I liked what they're saying was. They said, look, I like to act.
Right.
And he goes, and the audience determines whether or not it's successful. I have nothing to do with it. I don't need to see my movie. That's cool.
I watched the Friends reunion, and Matt LeBlanc even said that he's been watching the reruns, and he says, I look at myself and the way I've been acting, and I don't buy it. Like, all you guys, I fall into the character, but I watch myself, and I don't believe it for a second.
Is Daniel Day-Lewis on there?
Oh, he might be, Ted.
He only makes like two movies a decade.
It's tough, though.
But he wins the award every time he makes one.
You put him in a movie.
I mean, look at our job. It's weird, like... We do this show every day, but I'm in here in the middle of doing it.
Right.
Like, if we have, like, an off day, and, like, if somebody's like, do you mind if we listen? Like, actually, I kind of do.
I don't want to listen.
Yeah,
I
don't want to listen.
I'm
going to
criticize myself. I'm going to break it down and be pissed off by the end of it.
Like, just read the next story. Just read the next story. Just read the next story.
Why did I say that?
So these are the top 10 actors who refuse to watch themselves on screen. Number 10, Connie Britton says that she's only seen a few episodes of American Horror Story because she was too scared to watch them.
You're in the goddamn show.
You know what's going to happen, man. Come on.
I don't even know who she is.
You'd recognize her face if you saw her.
Right. She was on American Horror Story.
I got that part, Mike.
Number 9 of the actors who refuse to watch themselves on screen from Australia, Nicole Kidman.
Huh.
She never watched her movies except for Australia and
Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, that's the one. Moulin Rouge, which she did for Baz Luhrmann. All righty, then.
She's coming out as Lucille Ball.
Is she?
Is she really?
Yeah.
That'd be perfect.
They got a movie called Meet the Ricardos. Nothing about F1.
Not cool.
An F1 joke, everyone.
Got it.
Been sitting on for 2 days, Miles.
Actors who refuse to watch themselves on screen. Number 8, this guy is basically a carbon copy of Michael Cera.
He annoys the hell out of me.
Yes, he does.
He played Lex Luthor. What the hell is this goddamn name?
Jesse Eisenberg?
Jesse Eisenberg. He says he won't watch any of his films. Quote, I really like thinking that you're working in this bubble and I can experience personal emotions without thinking that it's going to be scrutinized by a lot of people.
And you shouldn't watch yourself. You're really annoying. You're really annoying. No matter what role, like, don't watch yourself. You might quit acting.
Number 7, Constance Wu. Says that she stopped watching anything after Crazy Rich Asians because she doesn't want to be self-critical or dwell on the past.
All right.
Which, exactly right. You can't get sucked into the movie because you were there and all you're going to be doing is staring at
That's
you.
It.
Very, very, very few players go back and watch the previous game's film. Some do, but for the most part, they're watching the next game.
Right.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, who's the next team? No, what's the next
coach
team?
And if
the coach watches it, then makes you go through the hell of watching it.
They'll grade certain plays and say, don't do this. But you're not going to go back and watch the entire game.
Right. Guess what? Russell's not turning on Super Bowl 49 just to relive the past.
He might do that. Now. If I watch the Super Bowl, I might have that. I might watch that.
That one's a little different.
I might watch that a lot.
That one's a little bit different there.
I still like it when it's like, will you stop doing that? It's like, it's on film.
Exactly.
Right. That's like you get like a linebacker cheating one way. It's like he's gonna keep doing it. The game's already over. Like stop yelling at him.
Actors who refuse to watch themselves on screen. Number 6 is Tim Burton's favorite man.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
He shouldn't.
Doesn't recall ever watching Edward Scissorhands, but he will watch Tim Burton's films that he isn't in.
So, oh, would he watch, like, Pirates of the Caribbean or the Caribbean or anything?
No, I don't know that he would.
Huh.
I think if he realized how bad of an actor he actually is, he might quit.
Like, yeah.
You might like his characters. You might like who he is. I just feel as an actor, I think he's pretty terrible.
All right.
Doesn't matter. But, like, yeah, dude, don't watch yourself.
No. I think as far as Pirates of the Caribbean goes, his character in that movie is believable to me.
Yeah, it's
like as far as what I think a pirate would be, right, which is just him in real life.
Exactly. Know?
That's why Keith Richards was in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, he didn't even put on makeup.
Right.
He just walked out with one.
He already had the bottle of rum. We're good to go. Number five, Joaquin Phoenix says he tries not to watch any of his movies, but he said, quote, Paul Thomas Anderson got me to watch The Master and I saw Her.
Huh.
Those are the only two that I've seen.
I'm surprised he didn't watch The Joker.
He's surprised he watched
the Johnny Cash movie.
Which was really good.
But he doesn't strike me as someone who would.
Now,
he's just a consummate actor. Right. I act, I'm done. What the rest is entertainment for you, not me.
Right. Number four, Maggie Smith. You may know her from the Harry Potter series or from Downton Abbey.
Oh, the old broad. Yeah.
Says that she's never seen Downton Abbey, quote, because it's frustrating. I always see things that I would like to do differently and think, oh, why in the name of God did I do that?
She doesn't need to, man. She's been acting for, 400 years?
Right.
Probably,
and she's
I think I'm accepted
as a great actress. You know, I don't think she's ever in the spotlight front and center, but she's a wonderful support actress.
She absolutely is.
And she plays her parts well, man. Number three, you named him Adam Driver. Says he's only seen the pilot of Girls, quote, I haven't watched the show. I saw the pilot and I learned my lesson. I can't help but see the mistakes.
I don't think people liked him from that show, right? Wasn't he like the a-hole in that?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd be shocked.
I never watched it.
But he's also such a, and I don't mean there's any offense to him, he's kind of an over-actor. He's full of chaotic energy.
He's very intense.
He is. And so for somebody who gets into that role, you can see the pitfalls of where you didn't get intense enough sort of a thing, or maybe you're embarrassed by it. So,
I liked him on SNL.
He was great on SNL.
Oh, yeah.
But he even kind of poach-funded himself. Right. Like, right, hey, man, I'm that guy.
Actors who refuse to watch themselves on screen. Number two, from The Walking Dead, Andrew Lincoln, says that he won't watch the show even though he's the Rick Grimes. Quote, I just want to leave myself alone as much as I can. It breaks the spell. It breaks the magic somewhat.
Okay,
so,
sir.
Yeah, I can get that. You know what? Also, the same way, not looking into your past, because then you're going to overcompensate for what you do.
It's guaranteed. Getting your own head. By the way, real quick, before you get to number one, Ted, they say Connie Britton is Coach's wife from Friday Night Lights, the TV show. Does that help?
Oh, yeah. See, of course. That's why I know her.
I knew you knew her. No.
And this is the number one actor that refuses to watch themselves on screen. I love her, Emma Stone.
Hmm. All right.
She's only seen some of Easy A, quote, I went to a friends and family screening to see it and I had to get up and walk out. Who wants to watch themselves for that long?
She was great in Cruella.
I still haven't watched that movie. I want to, though.
It was, man. Kids wanted to see it. I'm like, yeah. By the end, I'm like, you know, this is actually a pretty good movie, man. It was fun.
Great.
You said Emma Watson?
Emma Stone.
Big eyes, got a redhead, huge eyes.
Oh, yeah. Crazy Stupid Love.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Busted on a plane.
Great, great rom-com.
Did you watch it on a plane?
I'm sure I did. It's a rom-com.
Yes, I did. Oh, man. Sorry about this. My computer's acting up.
That's all right. It always shocks me. For some reason, right, because wasn't she in The Notebook?
No. Rachel McAdams.
Yeah.
Mike, I got one for you.
All right, I'm out.
Coming up, a TV station has to apologize in Washington State for what they put on the air.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'll tell you about it 1 hour from now.
All right, thank you,
Miles. At least you will. Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are coming up 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-421-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.